B-Pod Studios.
Domaney, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Haley, you sent us a message saying that you want to check up on Jace. What is going on?
It's a little bit of a weird situation that I've got going on. I feel like there's a thing going on between him and his stepsister.
Whoa.
That's creepy.
Okay.
What's going on with them two?
Yeah, that's the weird thing. So, like, okay, so this is relatively new. Like, his mom just got remarried, like, a little over a year ago. So it's not anything that's been ongoing. But went to the wedding, and the first time I saw them in the same space was at the wedding. And they just, like, clicked really well. Like, I don't know, they just seemed to get along extremely well, laughing and joking and touching and everything. And, like, if you didn't know that they were stepbrother, stepsister, you would think they were, like, a couple.
Wow.
They interact on a couple levels to me, not on, like, a brother-sister level to me.
Yeah, how old are they?
They're both 25. They'll go do stuff without me.
Of course she's going to be nice to her. She doesn't want to raise a red flag.
Yeah.
Is the stepsister in a relationship with anyone? Married?
No.
No, okay.
Where do they go? What do you mean they're spending time together? Without you?
Yeah. Like, they went for drinks the other night. And then I was at work and they went to lunch together. And I asked him, I'm like, why are you guys going out? You know? And he said it was just to make her feel welcome, make her feel like she was part of the family, like get to know her better and that kind of thing.
Interesting.
I'm getting weird vibes.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like the way this is going.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and call him and we're going to find out who he sends the flowers to. What name should we be looking out for? What's her name?
Her name is Bree.
Okay. All right, well, stay quiet. Let's give him a phone call and let's see what happens, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Jace, please.
Speaking.
Hey, Jace. My name is Stephanie. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Text to Win contest. One of your friends texted five numbers to us, and we randomly selected all five of you to get free flowers. You can send them anywhere in Charlotte. They are valued at $150, and we can get them out today for you free of charge.
You're telling me this is all free, I'm not paying nothing, I'm not giving you any, like, bank information, credit card, stuff like that, right?
No, sir. We are just asking that you tell someone about our services.
Okay. All right, so send it to Haley.
Jace, I also have a QR code. It's a little card that goes inside the flowers, kind of our way to be different amongst all the flower companies here. That QR code, she can scan it and hear a message from you, and I can record your message to her whenever you're ready.
Okay. That's interesting.
All right. Yeah, right. A little different. All right, Jace, if you are ready, I can record you here now.
Haley, these flowers are for you, for being there for me, for loving me, for doing everything that you do. Thank you. I love you.
Aw, thank you.
Wait, she's on the line?
Jace, that is Haley. She is on the line.
Yeah, hi.
This, there are no flowers. This was actually a test to see if you're a cheater. You're on War of the Roses with the Mania One of the Rim Morning Show.
Awkward.
Haley asked us to see if you would cheat on her. And there is a specific person in mind that she thought you'd be cheating on her with. Do you think you know who that person is, too?
Wait.
Loaded question.
Why would I be cheating on... no, I don't... Like, I have no idea who she thinks I would be. Like, just no. I would never. Like, I don't know why
yeah, what's going on between you and Bria?
My stepsister?
Yeah, what's going on between you and Bria?
Oh, dude. She's my stepsister. She's new to the family. I've been, you know, made her feel welcome. We joke a lot. We've hung out, trying to, you know.
No judgment, Jace.
Each other, bonding, trying to make her feel good, you know.
Do you find her attractive? Jace, do you find her attractive?
Oh, dude, this is not West Virginia. This is Charlotte. That's disgusting. That's my stepsister.
Okay, but there's been, you guys been a little too close for comfort.
That might be a weird definition of close, but, like, you know, we joke, we talk, yeah, we've hugged, but it's not like, yeah, no, that's just wrong, dude.
But, Jace, do you realize that it's making Haley uncomfortable?
Haley, did you put them up in this?
Yeah, I did. I was just, I'm sorry. It was just, like, I got paranoid because you guys seemed, like, really flirty and you're doing a lot of things without me.
You should know me better than that. I wouldn't, that's just wrong. Yeah, we've been hanging out and we've done stuff without you, but, if you're at work and, trying to get to know her and make her feel welcome, that's like an awkward time for a lot of people.
She looks at you like she's into you, like, I've seen girls look at you like that before.
So maybe you're not meaning to be flirty, but maybe it's coming off as flirty, and maybe she likes you.
It's possible. I mean, they're step, and they're both 25 years old, yeah. And so it's not out of the realm. Don't be mad at Haley because she is feeling insecure. That's why she had to do this, okay?
Gross. Maury Povich style call.
That's not beneath this show. All right, Haley, you feel better?
I do. I'm sorry.
Yeah, also don't cause drama where there doesn't need to be drama. If he's cool, am I right, you guys? Like I think you just...
Don't look at me, Manny.
Oh, okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.